Steve McDonald, also known as Jim Shorts on Sports, has been a fixture on the morning teams at WHJJ and WHJY for the past 25 years. In addition to his current 15-year run as the voice of URI football and basketball, Steve also worked with the syndicated Imus in the Morning program, and on four occasions has been named Rhode Island Sportscaster of the Year.
And now, Shorts on Sports on 94 HJY.
And finally in sports, Curtis Grandison, one of the newest members of the New York Yankees, signed a multi-million dollar deal to play in New York City. He tweets about the adjustment to the New York City life, which is certainly different than anywhere else. Talks about taking cabs to the games instead of using his car. Said, I hate driving through the city. Plus, the more cabs I take, the better chance that I'll get in the cash cab. You know the TV show?
Yeah. I love that show.
You can win yourself $25 or so. Yeah, right. He's looking for a couple extra dollars.
Rhode Island down two. Delaware to get it in. No timeouts left. Gives it to Marquise Jones. 14 seconds. Jones in no hurry to get it over the timeline. Still not over the line. Gets it over at 8 seconds. Game clock at 7. Jones to the top of the key. Takes the three. Got it. Marquise Jones knocks down the three. Rhode Island by one. 65-64. Inbounds comes to Perry. Perry over the timeline. Spots up. Long three. No. Rhode Island won it. 30 straight games. Won by Dayton in their own arena. This one goes to Rhode Island.
It's 12 minutes now till 8 o'clock. I'm Mr. Morning. WFAN weather. Rain or drizzle with locally dense fog. High around 55. Steve McDonald's here for Mike Breen because Mike is flying back with Walt. Anyway, sports is sponsored by the Delta Shuttle. And here with all that stuff is Steve McDonald. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, MSC. This Saturday in New Orleans, the Final Four, Kansas City and North Carolina, Michigan up against Kentucky. Now, semifinals.
Will you be going to that?
If you'll pay, I'll definitely go down.
Well, no, why would I pay?
I don't know. You've paid for everything else so far. But maybe I could get one more out of you.
No. No, Steve.
New pitcher for the Gwinnett Braves to face the Paw Sox here in the bottom of the sixth. Pawtucket ahead 8-4. 8 runs, 6 hits. No errors for the Paw Sox. 4 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors. 4 with the Braves.
Thanks, guys. A couple of minutes with John Lester. John, tough outing for you yesterday when RJ went out to get you. He said that you had a grimace on your face, like, hey, head back to the dugout. Did you want to work it out a little bit?
Yeah. You know, as a competitor, you don't want to come out in that situation. You want to pitch as long as you can.
Lewis misses the free throw. The rebound by David Arababu. Kicks off to Tyson Wheeler. Here come the Rams. And the crowd's starting to get into it here, trying to get their team going. Kicks off to Mobley for three. Yes! Back comes Wheeler. Wheeler kicks it up to Catino Mobley. Mobley spots up for three again. Yes, it goes down. Catino Mobley, 2 in a row. Rebound by Tyson Wheeler. Wheeler started up the floor for Rhode Island. 3-on-3. He waits. Spots up for three. Yes, Tyson Wheeler puts it down. 19-17. Rhode Island within two. Wheeler with 5. Murphy around his man Jackson in the paint. Dumps it off for Anderson. Lays it up and in. Rhode Island has the first lead of the game. 21-19 with 9-11 to play. The 10,000 fans here at the Civic Center on their feet cheering for URI.
Shenho Park doesn't exactly have real command of the English language, and he had some issues this past weekend when he was kind of hit hard by the Boston Red Sox, and he was in the locker room after the game, and he kind of kept repeating what his problem was.
I had a lot of diarrhea. Yeah, I had a lot of diarrhea.
I don't get it. Shenho Park has diarrhea, but the Red Sox get the runs.
Hey.
Calling out. Morning. 94 HJY.
53 degrees under cloudy skies at 10:05. I'm Steve McDonald with the latest 66 WFAN sports news. We are down to the Final Four.
Listen for the winning lottery numbers every morning at this time on WHJJ. 7:15 now, and time for sports. The good guys came out on top last night on the basketball courts. Here's Steve McDonald. Good morning.
Thank you, John. Good morning. Providence College winners over West Virginia by a point.
11 seconds to go, 91-91. Marquise Jones gets it over the timeline. They're going to run it. Marquise, top of the key. Marquise, still at the top of the key. Crossover in the lane, floats it up, and drops it home. Marquise Jones hits it down at the buzzer. The Rams win. Brody by two. The basket counts. It's all